Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
I need you to know that whatever it is you are going through, no one is like our God. Doesn't matter whether your prayers are answered or not. Doesn't matter whether you have everything you need or not. In every situation, there is no one like our God. And you declaring that alone is enough. The devil does not want to hear that you are suffering and then you are praising God. The devil does not want to hear that you are going through challenges and you are still declaring that there is no one like God. But we are going to stand here tonight and decree that there is no one like our God. Because whether we say it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, God, He remains God. And there is no one like Him. No one like our God. Please, can we sing it again?
No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you. Yes, no one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything. No one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you, Jesus.
No one
like you.
No one like you.
No one like you.
Lift your voice and declare, no one like you. Let your voice be heard in heaven tonight as you declare, no one like you. In my life, no one like you. In my family, no one like you. In my country, Nigeria, no one like you. In Africa, no one like you. In the whole world, no one like you. In everything, no one like you. Because you are the only God. You are the only God that lives forevermore. No one like you. Even when I don't feel like it. Even when I don't feel like it. Even when I don't sense it. No one like you. In every situation, I decree and I declare that no one like you. Lift your right hand as you declare that no matter what I go through, no situation shall overcome me, because I serve a God who lives forevermore. No matter what I go through, I shall not be swallowed. No matter what I go through, I shall not be defeated. No matter what I go through, I shall not be defeated. No matter what I go through, I shall not be defeated. I shall not be overcome. I shall not lose. I shall not lose the battle. I shall not lose the battle. I shall not lose the battle. Kapatanda la baradoski branda la gabagatalane. Satana gabragadabagadabalana la gadalia. Rapatanda la gabrandalenosi kapanda la gadalane. Satana barakabayakwanati. Efratanda la genomaroski branda la mania. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please pray with me tonight and decree and say, as I pray tonight, let the God of heaven support me. Let angels support me. Let the host of heaven support me tonight. Let every creation come to my rescue tonight. As I begin to pray tonight, let the elements of creation be in my advantage. Let the God of heaven be for me. Let the angels of heaven stand on my behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, let my prayers receive speedy answers tonight. Let my prayers receive speedy answers tonight. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus amplify my voice. Let the blood of Jesus amplify my voice. Let the mercy of God secure victory for me. In the name of Jesus, as I begin to pray tonight, let victory be declared for me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please have your seat briefly. I want to plead with you tonight that please pray with me. Because I am here to pray. So I need you to pray with me. So that it gets better. Because where two or three are gathered together, in his name, he is there in their midst. So we believe that he is here tonight in our midst. So please, I want you to pray with me. Considering a topic that says engaging my inheritance. Engaging my inheritance. We have been, Pastor has been taking us through the prophetic blessing in Genesis chapter 49. Please, can we have it? Genesis chapter 49, verses 1, verses 2, and I think verses 3 also. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. Okay, we stay on verse 1. It says, and Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. What it means is that your blessing is what is ahead of you. Your blessing is what will become your inheritance. Your blessing is what God has planned, has prepared for you. You know, the challenge we have in church most times is that when we mention the word blessing, our minds run to money. Our minds run to cars. Our minds run to houses. Our minds run to material possessions. But in the economy of heaven, when God wants to bless a man, he doesn't give the man money. He gives him an inheritance. Are we together? That was why Jacob did not give any of his sons land. He didn't give any of them money. He said, gather yourselves together that I may share your inheritance to you. That I may declare to you what will become of you in the future. When Isaac was about to die in Genesis chapter 27, he said to Esau, his first son, he said, go and prepare them the soup or the meat or the pepper soup that I like. So that I will do what? That I may bless you. So that my soul will bless you. He didn't give Esau land. He didn't give Esau money. He didn't tell him that if you prepare the pepper soup that I like, I am going to give you 10 plots of land. No. Because in the economy of God, blessing is an inheritance. It doesn't come as money. It doesn't come as material things. So, Jacob gathered his sons together and said, in the years to come, in your future, what is going to befall you is your inheritance. What is going to befall you in the future is your inheritance. You know a man who is blessed when you see the inheritance that he has. When God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he said, leave your father's house and go to a land that I will show you, and I will do what? I will bless you. The blessing God talked about there was not money. I am just trying to lay foundation for us tonight so that as we begin to pray, your mind will expand beyond money. Money will not solve the problems of life. Land, houses, cars are not the material possessions that we have or that we always run after, are proceeds of an inheritance according to the economy of heaven. Such that when you have an inheritance, the inheritance begins to produce all these things that we run after. Are we together? So tonight, we are going to go before God and engage our inheritance. How do I know that you have an inheritance? Because for everyone who is born of God, God has a blessing upon that person. In Christ, you have an inheritance in God. You have an inheritance that is tied to your name. That is what we call destiny. Destiny is an inheritance. Are you with me tonight? Your destiny is your inheritance in life. That was why when Esau missed the blessing, he cried. He said, my father, do you not have only one blessing that you will give me? Can I even shock you? Do you know that Jacob did not possess what Isaac had when he died? Because he was far away in Syria with Laban, his uncle. So the blessing that Isaac gave him was not land, was not money, it was an inheritance. Such that you will enjoy it and then pass it down to your children. That was what Abraham had. And then it began to pass. You are supposed to be a channel of blessing for your children. Such that when you enjoy it, you die. It passes to them. They enjoy, they die. It continues to pass like that. So as we are praying tonight, I want you to pray with 10 generations in your mind. I want you to pray with 5 generations in your mind. Not 2 million naira, no. 2 million naira will not solve the problems or the challenges that your children will face in the next 50 years or 20 years. I'm talking about a blessing that when they rise up and say, Father, please give me 10 million. God will just open doors for them to come. I'm talking about the inheritance that when they come and say, Lord, I need healing, it will just come. It is not something that they have to labor for. All the children of Israel, they got their inheritance in the land of Canaan. When they got to the land of Canaan, if you read the book of Joshua, all of them got their inheritance. And they enjoyed it and passed to their generations. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Not his children. His children's children. And the inheritance, the blessing we are talking about is not money. Remove your mind from money. We are talking about favor. We are talking about peace. We are talking about wisdom. We are talking about divine help, such that when this person stands up and says, the God of my father, this person, God will say, I have a covenant with this person. I have to answer speedily. So we are going to be engaging our inheritance tonight. You have an inheritance that is tied to your name. You have an inheritance that is tied to your destiny. And one thing you must know is that for you to possess your land, to possess your inheritance, you need to arise and possess it. It got to a point, the children of Israel were dilly-dallying around the mountain. And God told them, see, you have stayed on this mountain for too long. Take this path and go. Why? Because you need to go and possess the land. So as we pray tonight, God will help us, grant us grace, grant us help, such that our hands will touch that thing that will change our lives forever. A man called Phinehas, in the book of Numbers chapter 25, Numbers chapter 25, reading from verse 1, the children of Israel had done evil in the sight of God. A young man brought a woman to the camp of Israel and went inside to sleep with him. This man, out of the jealousy he had for God, arose, took his javelin and pierced two of them together. And what did God do? He told Moses and said, Kai, this young man has appeased me, has turned away my wrath. Now tell him, I'm going to give him a blessing. I'm going to give him an inheritance. It's called the inheritance of peace. Such that he will not lack a man to stand before me forever. Now, what that means also is that if your inheritance is small, by engaging it, you can expand it. Your inheritance is expandable. Destiny is expandable. Are we together? Destiny is expandable. When Esau met his father Isaac and said, please give me one blessing, Isaac told him, I have given all your brother all the blessing, but the day you grow restless, what will you do? You will break the band off your neck. It means you have the capacity to expand your destiny at a point. Are we together tonight? See, as we are going to pray, some person's destinies are going to open up. It will not just open up, it will expand. Because in the place of prayer, when you engage God for anything, He has the ability to change any situation. So your mind should not just look at the next 10 years. Your mind should not look at the next 20 years. Your mind should be looking at the next 100 years. Such that when they look at your great-grandchildren, like Pastor will always tell us, they will come and say, Father, thank you for $10 million in my account today. Why? Because you have secured an inheritance for them. Can you stand to your feet tonight? As we begin to go to God in prayer, the first thing we are going to do is to activate prophetic blessings upon us. I don't know, but I am very sure about myself that at certain points, my parents have blessed me. They have prayed some prayers for me. There are some men of God that have laid hands on me, that have declared blessings upon my life. Let me tell you, it is part of your inheritance in life. It is what forms your destiny. You are going to go before God tonight and say, Lord, every prophetic blessing that has been released upon my life that is not active yet, that has not come to pass, I call you forth tonight. I activate you by the power of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, every blessing, every prophetic blessing, every prophetic declaration that my destiny needs to come alive, every blessing that my parents have released upon my life, that my destiny needs to come alive, to become great. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord tonight. Come alive. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every prophetic blessing that was released upon my life in the years past, every prophetic blessing that my parents released upon my life in years past, that is not active yet, I come by the power in the name of Jesus. I command it to come alive. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. Come up. Come alive. Come alive. Every prophecy that went ahead of me before I was born, every prophecy that was released upon my life by my parents, every prophecy that was released upon my life by any man of God that is not activated yet, I come by the power in the name of Jesus. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. Jata lekopa lagabarakadia. Lagabarandelek lenosimanata.
Rapatanda glamana shagabagadabelene. Rapakwata leke bragadoskia. Lika banda lanamianata. Rapata shagabagadabelene. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, I need to have an understanding of this. That it is possible for prophecy to go ahead of you and you not enjoy it. In Daniel chapter 9, God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah that a time was going to come after 70 years or 70 weeks that the children of Israel were going to leave the land of captivity. But there was nobody to activate it. Until Daniel, he said, reading from verse 1, please, from verse 1. Daniel chapter 9, reading from verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Yes, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Verse 3. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications. Why? Because a time comes when you need to activate prophecy. Can you lift your voice to God tonight? Lord, every prophecy that is dormant in my life, every prophecy concerning my destiny, every prophecy concerning my life that is inactive, every prophecy, every prophetic blessing concerning my life that God has released concerning me, every prophetic blessing that my destiny needs to begin to come alive that is not activated yet, I come by the power of prayer. I come by the power in the name of Jesus. I call you forth. I activate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I activate you tonight. Shata lagabagadabalana malana. Rakapata leko bragadalianata. Leke brende legle no suminia. Rapata shakwata lagabarandi. Leka bagabagadabalana marina mina. Father, give your word life concerning my life. Give your word life concerning my destiny. Give your word life concerning my life. Give your word life concerning my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I activate you tonight. I activate every prophecy that is hanging upon my head. Every prophecy that is hanging upon my life. Every prophecy that is hanging upon my destiny. I call you forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you, you heard a prophecy. Telling you that you are going to be this or that. But 10 years afterward, 5 years after that, nothing has happened yet. Lift your voice to God tonight and decree every prophecy that is hanging upon my life, hanging upon my destiny, hanging upon my destiny, hanging upon my spirit. Arapata na 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 na. Zabada gabaratosia. Ikapala bandianata. Rakapata na legleda sumina. Shegedebregedebegedebelene. Rakwatande kosia. Lakwamana mana 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 malana. Zekobologobarogodo. Ikabarande kosia nata. Leglene legabegedebelene. Rapata Zabala Kwandia Lekobarande Suminea Lavana Kabala Gabalana Rabadagabegadabegadabelene Zagadagadabegadabelene Ratosia Kwata Lakabanda Lana Malana. I activate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Come alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See, if prophecies are not activated upon some lives, they will remain small forever. It is not as if God has not released a word. The word had gone out. But it is the activation that has a challenge. That was why a prophecy will come concerning your life. that you become a great man 10 years after, you are still begging for money. You are getting closer to your grave. Prophecy had gone out of you concerning your life, concerning your destiny, 15 years. But here you are. Nothing has come up yet. Lift your voice tonight. If you can groan in the spirit, groan. Rekapata lagabagabala namanamanamanamalana. Sapalakosia. Ikapanda gadabagadalane. Ligabarande akuanamanamalana. Sabadabagabagabalagabalana. Rapata yagabalana. Ikapalegle negadelegadia. Le kobara duza kumaniana. Ila kuba gadali katumia. La kwanana manamani namina. Rapata yagabalana. Sabada. Sabada. Rapakwanana mana. Every prophecy that needs to come alive for my destiny to be activated. Ah. Sabada dada. Hear the voice of the Lord. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. I activate you tonight. Rapakata lagabagada. Sabada gabagabagada lana. Leka barandi anata. Ekomania. It is 10 years after. It is 50 years after. It is 20 years after. What are you waiting for? No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. Aya. Rabadananananananana. Leka baga baga dabalana. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. Let there be a manifestation of everything that was said concerning my life. Let there be a manifestation of everything that was said concerning my destiny. Let there be a manifestation of every word, of every prophecy that went ahead of me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your voice and cry. Every power contending with my inheritance, every power contending with the prophecy over my life, every power challenging the prophecy of God over my destiny, every power contending, delaying, frustrating the prophecy over my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I come against you tonight. I destroy you. I command you to perish. 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 Rabadagabagadabalana. La kapayakwanata. Ekobaradia. Father, the time has come. The time has come. The time has come. Let there be a fulfillment. Let there be a fulfillment. Let there be a fulfillment of the prophecy concerning my life. Let there be a fulfillment. Let there be a manifestation. Father, you are not a God that will lie. You will not lie over my life. Aya. You will not lie over my destiny. You will not lie over my life. Your word will not go void concerning my destiny. Your word will not go void concerning my inheritance. In the name of Jesus, let there be a manifestation. Let there be a manifestation. Rakwata lagabagadabalana. Lekabayagabagadabalana. Ratwana kapandia. Lesuki barandia. The time has come. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. That was a good one. That was a good one. Now, we are going to take it further. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. Yes, verse 2. Saying, where is he who was born, who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. He was troubled. Sometimes The reason for the delay of prophecy is because there is a contention. There is contention. That we still are going to pray tonight. Every ear that heard the prophecy concerning my life, that is fighting me. Ah, listen. Some of you, it was in a gathering like this that the prophet called you out and said, come. I see concerning you that the Lord has released a powerful grace upon you. And maybe somebody was there that day and say, so this person is going to become a star. All right, let's see it now. We are going to pray tonight. Any ear that heard prophecies concerning my life that is fighting me, let the fire of God consume you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every ear that heard the word of the Lord concerning my destiny, every ear that hear the voice of prophecy concerning my life, every ear that heard what God spoke concerning me, that is fighting my destiny, that is fighting the prophecy over my life, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against you tonight. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the fire of the Lord consume you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every year that heard prophecies concerning my destiny, that has arisen against me, that is fighting me, that is contending with me, that is frustrating my destiny, Rabadagabagadabalana, Zakwata Leko Baragatwa, Ikapa Ladandia, Radananamanamanamalana, Legabagadabagadabalana, Rakwakwata Lakata, Nalagabarandi, Zabdabadabadabalana, Lakwanata Labarandia, let the fire of the Lord consume you. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. Kapata lagabara gabala namalana. Rabadandele klosumina. Vene kwanata labarande kopalayena. Sabadabadabadabadabadabalana. Radanana kopandele glenabragalagadelagade. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Lord arise against you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kapata lagabalana. Be it a personality. Be it anybody from my family. Be it anybody from my lineage. Be it anybody from my environment. Anyone who has an ayaparada loninya that heard the prophecies concerning my life. That heard the prophecies concerning my destiny. That there's fight in me. Be it my father. Be it my mother. Be it a human being. Whoever you are. Be it a spirit. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me show you another one. Genesis chapter 27 verse 41. Genesis chapter 27 verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother. Then I will kill my brother. Why? Because he had an idea of what Jacob was going to become. He had an idea of what destiny held for Jacob. And he said, okay, if I could not get it, at least I will kill you so that both of us will not enjoy it. Lift your right hand and decree. Anyone who is angry because of the destiny that God has prepared for me, anyone who has seen what God has for me in the future that has arisen against my life, oh God of heaven, let the fire of the Lord consume them. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice tonight and decree, any eye that saw my destiny at any point, anyone
who has an idea of what God has prepared for me, that is angry with me, that is fighting me spiritually, that is fighting me physically, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord come against you. Let the sword of the Lord come upon you. Let the sword of the Lord come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I consume you tonight. I destroy 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 you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Kapata lagabagadabalana. Rabade kabayaguanata. Shabadagabagadagadalane. Ilanta leko barandia. Lazuquanata lekebregeto. Rabadananamanamalana. Shabadagabayakabalana. La quata lagabarakatuandia. Lazumina lagabayanata. Rabada aquanata lianate. Leko barogobogodabalana. Shabadabadabadabadabalana. La kaparadeka zumina. Wherever you are, let the fire of the Lord locate you tonight. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, let the fire of the Lord locate you tonight. Let the fire of the Lord locate you tonight. Let the fire of the Lord locate you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Some people waited for the fulfillment of prophecy and they got tired. And then they took another path. Because the prophecy was attacked. Now let's look at another one. Numbers chapter 22. Numbers chapter 22 from verse 1. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Quickly, quickly. Now Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. Verse 4. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, now this company will lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. Verse 5. Then he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, now look at this. Look, a people has come from Egypt. They cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Verse 6. Therefore, please come at once and do what? Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. Balak saw the children of Israel, saw what destiny held for them, and he became afraid. What did he do? He conspired with Balaam and said, please come and curse these people for me. You are going to pray. Every conspiracy against my destiny, every conspiracy against the prophecy of God concerning my life, any head that is joined together, any head that is joined together, any hand that is joined together, every mind that is joined together, every conspiracy against my destiny, every conspiracy against the voice of God concerning my life, every conspiracy against the prophecy concerning my destiny, in the name of Jesus, I scatter you by the whirlwind of the Lord. I scatter you by the whirlwind of the Lord. I scatter you by the whirlwind of the Lord. I scatter you by the whirlwind of the Lord. I scatter you by the whirlwind of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, every conspiracy against my life, every conspiracy against the prophecy concerning my destiny, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Lord consume you. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. In the name of Jesus, by whirlwind, I scatter you. By whirlwind, I scatter you. By thunder, I scatter you. By tempest, I scatter you. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, barabadagabagadabalana, shapalakobaragadianata, lekabande leklobarade,
Lazua kwatandalana. Shabalagabalagabalana. Radagadagadabagadabalaniata. Lekobaraske debregadebelena. Lakwananianata. For there is no conspiracy against Jacob. Ayadadananana. Lakapaya kapalagada. Rabadananina mina. Ekobaradalia kwanata. Shakwatandelegabelene. Every conspiracy against a prophecy concerning my life. Rapatananamanamalana. I scatter you tonight. I scatter you tonight. I scatter you tonight. I scatter you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice and decree, every power that is attacking me from behind, every power that is attacking me from behind, every power that is attacking me from behind, every spirit that is attacking me from behind, in the name of Jesus, let the angels of the Lord cut you asunder. Let the angels of the Lord cut you asunder. In the name of Jesus, rapata na 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 ma, lakobaya gada balani na minata, rabada na na makwata, lekopo sokopo logobolona. Every power attacking me from behind, rabana na manina, shabaguanata, lekobaragadia, ikapanda lagada balene, rabada na 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 ma lagabalana. Angels of the Lord, arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Scatter them, destroy 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 them. In the name of Jesus, every power contending my inheritance with me, every power contending with me, contending my destiny with me, every power contending my blessing with me. Marabagabagadabalana. The Lord is against you. 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 Every power negotiating my destiny with me. Lakobaradua kwanata. Every power, Black Ahab, negotiating my inheritance with me. Rabadagabagadabalana. Lata legabregadabagadabalana. The Lord rebuke you. 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 In the name of Jesus, my destiny is not for sale. My destiny is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Let me show you what I mean by that prayer. 1 Kings chapter 21. 1 Kings chapter 21. Reading from verse 1. King James Version. Okay, New King James is fine. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel next to the palace of Ahab king of Samaria. Verse 2. So Ahab spoke to Naboth saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden. Somebody's inheritance. He want to use it to plant vegetables. Inheritance. He want to convert it into not just garden, vegetable garden. A man's inheritance. A man's inheritance. That I may have it for a vegetable garden. Because it is near, next to my house. And for it, I will give you a vineyard better than it. Or if it seems good, negotiation. Or if it seems good to you, I will give you its worth in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. Now, did you see that? Ahab called it vineyard. Naboth called it inheritance. Why? Because he knew what he had.
lift your right hand tonight and say, Lord, any power that is negotiating my destiny with me, tonight I bury them. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power negotiating my destiny with me, every power negotiating my vineyard, my inheritance with me, every power negotiating the prophecy of God concerning my life, in the name of Jesus, I bury you tonight. I bury you tonight. My inheritance is not for sale. My destiny is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. My destiny is not for sale. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. My destiny is not for sale. No, my destiny is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. In the name of Jesus, however you are negotiating, whatever you are offering to me, I refuse. I rebuke you. 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 In the name of Jesus, my destiny is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. My inheritance is not for sale. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and cry. If I have sold my inheritance before now, oh God of mercy, oh God of mercy, restore to me. If you are sitting down, please can you stand up? Oh God, anyhow I say, whenever I sold my birthright, whenever I sold my inheritance, unknowingly to me, if I had sold my birthright, if I had sold my destiny, if I had sold my inheritance, unknowingly to me, oh God of mercy, arise tonight, arise tonight, arise tonight, restore, recover, restore, recover, restore, recover, restore, recover, restore, recover, in the name of Jesus, I recover. If I have sold my inheritance before now, oh God, by your mercy, 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 restore to me, recover for me, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally tonight, finally, Joshua chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Joshua 14, 12 through 14. Quickly, please. Now, this was Caleb. He came and met Joshua after they had conquered the land. And he said, now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. Yes, verse 3, verse 13. And Joshua blessed him and gave him Hebron. And gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunne, as an inheritance. Now, if you look at verse 12, he said, give me this mountain. There are some times that an inheritance comes as a mountain. While other people saw a mountain, Caleb saw an inheritance. Are you following me? While other people saw a mountain, Caleb saw an inheritance. Now, what does that mean for you? It could be that in your family, there is something that it is referred to as a mountain. Maybe it is delay. Maybe people don't enjoy their marriages. Maybe it is broken homes. Maybe it is suffering. Maybe it is a particular terminal disease. It is what? A mountain. But for you, it is going to be an inheritance. That is why you are going to pray tonight. I don't know the mountain that it is. I don't know the mountain that you have been confronting, that you have been facing. You are going to pray, Lord, turn this mountain to an inheritance for me. Are you ready? Lift your right hand tonight and decree, oh God, you are going to call that mountain by name and say, Lord, this mountain of delay, turn it to an inheritance for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, this mountain of delay, oh God, for me, make it an inheritance. Make it an inheritance.
Turn every mountain in my life to an inheritance. In the name of Jesus, turn every mountain in my family to an inheritance for me. Turn every mountain in my life to an inheritance. Make it an inheritance for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, make it an inheritance for me, O God. Every mountain that is standing before me, by God, it become an inheritance for me. In the name of Jesus, the mountain of broken homes, the mountain of delay, the mountain of suffering, the mountain of any kind that my people have suffered, that my family has suffered. Oh God, turn it to an inheritance for me. Turn it to an inheritance for me. Turn it to an inheritance for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. With your right hand lifted up. Father, tonight we decree, as your people live here, they step into their inheritance. In the name of Jesus. Any power that has been contending with them till now, tonight they are buried. In the name of Jesus. No one shall be denied what is their own anymore. No one shall be denied their inheritance anymore. No one shall be denied their blessing anymore. In the name of Jesus. Any power that is angry that we pray tonight, let their anger consume them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.